Well,
What's our
we had
assignment?
a couple of assignments from the weekend. So on the 29th, do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on gratitude for what you have. On the 30th, do your daily practice. It's time to celebrate. How are you going to do that? Alone, with a partner, with a friend, with a crowd, with a party? Have that celebration. And then yesterday, do your daily practice. Take some time to make a recording that captures what you've learned from working with this month's content focus. Perhaps start a folder that allows easy access for review.
All right.
Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Emily from Seattle.
Hi, Emily. The same thing was happening with you that was happening with
me. Oh.
No,
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Yesterday's assignment, that was a nice review, and I realized I had learned something this month, because I remember when you first told me, when we spoke first, and you said, drink whatever you want, and I just couldn't wrap my brain around that. And then I realized that was why you said that it was a kindness and a kind of a acceptance that was being offered, and that was what the issue was. And that became my daily practice, was that it didn't matter what I drink in the morning. What matters is that I'm not so caught up on this right, wrong, this is better, that's the right
good
person thing
do.
To do.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Good people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... So that was what I've been working on my daily practice, is kind of supporting that person who feels wrong, doing the wrong thing, and doing two-handed recordings. And
it's so interesting, isn't it? Because all of that, compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret. Right? That's not
mm-hmm.
what most
mm-hmm.
of us grew up with. We grew up with right, wrong, good, bad. And
mm-hmm.
and every time we're in that place of actually wanting to do the right thing, not right as compared to wrong, but the
mm-hmm.
thing that a good, not a good compared to bad person would naturally choose, we're stopped
mm-hmm.
from doing that because we get thrown into that duality. And so in that place of kindness, two things happen. One, kindness, and two,
mm-hmm.
nothing is reinforcing this lie that you are not a good person who deeply wants to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Deeply wants to do the loving, kind, compassionate, present, aware thing. That's who you are. And the kindness,
mm-hmm.
going into that kindness with that person, allows you to see that. Left to herself, with all of the information, she's going to make loving choices.
Yeah. Yeah. I've really been, what we focus on grows, or what we have our attention on grows.
Yes.
And so that's where I've been putting my attention and thinking about that love
mm-hmm.
versus, oh, what's this problem, and solving this problem.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah. Right up into conditioned mind, right? What's the problem?
Yeah.
Which, again, reinforces the lie that there is a problem. And so when
yeah.
you come back to kindness, we realize there isn't a problem. How can I be the most loving person I can be in this moment? There, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Good. Oh,
this has been really, really great. Thank you.
Good. Good. Thank you, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Emily. Oh, Sherry, yes, makes a person so happy because it feels like the entire arc of what we're trying to do in this year long was just summarized with that realization, right?
Yes.
That we get to what the karma is, which is I have to be the good, right person, and that focuses attention on a behavior that is the performance of which is conditional and gets us what we are looking for underneath being a good, right person, which is that loving, unconditional acceptance. And when we recognize that, then we practice the acceptance, which actually assists us to be in the place from which all of our choices are loving choices, because we're not being negated and yelled at and punished. We're being encouraged from a place of love where our goodness is already established.
Yes. Yes. And
it's the transformation of the... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The transformation of the conversation we live in. Is it a kind one or a punishing one? Are we living in ego or are we living in life? And it's two different experiences.
Yes. And ego, of course, would say, if you do that, you're just going to become egocentric and indulgent. And we continue to practice to make sure that doesn't happen. Because when we are choosing the unconditional, there is nothing indulgent about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And it's so funny that if we're choosing ego, we will be egocentric.
Yes, and indulgent.
And indulgent. Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Ashwani. This is Anna in Yorkshire.
Well, hello, Anna.
Hey.
What are you seeing?
Oh, my gosh, everything. It's like...
Oh, so very much.
There's something about the power of just sticking with that one thing through the month has been so powerful. And it's exactly that, the... You know, you've got to be a good, right person, but you're always failing at it, right? And so it kind of showed me this big control process that goes something like, you know, there's like an impulse to do something, and then, but what if it doesn't work? And so to stay in control, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the double control of, well, that plus, because the karma is saying you're a failure, you get the control of being right because you are a failure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
I know. So, wow. There was that day, you know, we did the what does the karma rob you of? I think, you know, being a human sacrifice. And what I saw with that assignment was it's that deep caring, that love. Because I get separated from it in that conditional process.
Oh, yeah. Boy, and just the realization that the right that the ego is going to give me, when I'm finally told I'm right, it's because I'm a failure.
Yeah.
I'm right in that I'm the wrong person.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zooks, that's not anything to aspire to, is it? And yet, as you point out, that's what's underneath a huge part of this. So if we carry this into other places, you'll hear somebody say, yeah, well, I knew it wasn't going to work out. Nothing ever works out for me.
Mm.
That's what you're pointing at, right? Oh, see, I'm right. It's not that I'm the right person. Obviously, I'm not the right person, but I'm right about this, so I have control.
Yep.
Oh,
right. And with the two choices, it's like you can quit, but you're not going to quit because you don't quit. So you can keep doing it, but you'll always be failing at it. Those are the two bad choices. So
Jen was on that for a while, and many of us are sticking with it, right? Here are your two bad choices. Go ahead, you get to pick.
So just seeing all that, it's like stepping outside of it in a bigger way than ever before. I can just feel all of these shifts in energy. Shifting.
Yes, well, and the way we've been talking about it, because you're looking at conditioned mind, not through it.
Yeah.
And that is a very entertaining place to be. When we're looking through it, even if we have a sense of what's going on, it doesn't feel uplifting. But to watch it in action and have the kind of clarity that you're describing, that's really energizing.
Yes.
It's fun. You just want to see more. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. I'm right here. I'm watching every move you make.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Well, thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Anna. That was such a such one of those awareness practice moments when we're so present to see the nuances that the conditioned system uses and to recognize, wow, I'm right because I'm failing is such a reverse of life orientation, right?
Yeah.
Where life would want us to be successful all the time, but to be the ego is a sort of a reverse projection of it, right? It's almost like you're looking into the mirror and seeing the opposite of what is true.
Yes, yes.
And that's what's being maintained.
Yeah. Looking in the mirror and seeing the opposite of what is true. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. To be right as a failure, as a way of exerting control over a human being, how fiendish.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm right. Once again,
yeah.
I'm right. I am a loser. Yep. I can't get anything right. Yep, I'm right about that. Ooh, that is just so painful.
Mm-hmm. It's such a negation. I mean, the self-hatred in it is just unbelievable.
Oh. Yeah.
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 All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Risa in Holland.
Well, hello, Risa.
Hey. Yeah, I had a friend in town visiting me this weekend, and so I looked at the assignment sort of in the middle of the day, because it comes in the middle of the day here, and then I came back to it again in the evening, and I heard sort of this condition, voice telling me, oh, well, you're not doing the assignment right because you're looking back on the day and finding moments when you were celebrating. And that's not the same as intentionally doing the homework, because you're knowing you're celebrating because it's the homework assignment.
Good God. How extraordinarily helpful to have somebody who can analyze you to that degree to be able to point out with such precision what you're doing wrong.
Yeah. And then I had this like drop in from the mentor, like, well, how awesome that you don't have to force it, and you're like already doing it. And it's happening all day. It happened all day.
Yes. And what's so beautiful to me about that is that you used what the information that the voices were giving you, you looked at that and then talked with the mentor, or the mentor dropped in how exactly what the voices said was true. But it's what Ashwini just said. It's looking at it and seeing the exact opposite. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The mentor showed you how, yes, all of that happened, and here's what was really going on, not that opposite take that ego spun for it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was really nice to have that sort of coupled with a conversation that happened on Friday on the call about how somebody that said that conditioning was sort of telling them that they were confused because they were sort of like losing track of what their goal or like what their focus was for the month.
Uh-huh.
And it's this sort of the same thing of like being able to step back far enough to contextualize the whole experience as your focus for the month is to watch what happens when this is your focus, and this is what's happening. Is ego's just telling you that you're confused.
Yeah, it is. It's the exact same process, isn't it? So
yeah.
We don't want to throw out any information. So if we realize we're listening to ego voices telling us what is so about us, we can take in what it's saying. We just don't want to believe it, because what it's saying is very likely the exact opposite of what is true. So we listen to it and then go, okay, what would be the flip side of that? And there, that's
mm-hmm.
that's an actual experience of what's going on with us.
Yeah.
Handy, huh?
Handy dandy. Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Teresa. I just love that insight, right, Cherry?
Yeah.
Because I think we've been looking at it throughout this retreat, is what is the answer in the karmic puzzle? Because it does arise from the truth in life and then get subverted or negated. So looking at the
yeah.
conversation is really a clue. And all we have to do is, as you said, if we don't believe it, if we don't get sucked into identifying with ego, then standing out of it and looking at it does give us some tremendous clues on where we need to look and what we need to actually be aware or attend to or address.
Mm-hmm. So kind of a simple way about that is every ego no, if we turn every ego no into a yes, and explore
mm-hmm.
from there, we would probably
mm-hmm.
be kind of ahead of the game.
Right. I mean, in Risa's example, you're not doing the assignment appropriately because you're looking back on the day to celebrate rather than celebrating in the moment. But the fact is you're celebrating.
Yes. Yeah.
How, when, what, how to do that, where to do it, how to do it appropriately is all in the ego conversation to negate the fact that celebration is happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, I just feel we're such a scientist or detectives or something.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. like archaeologists digging down through to get to, yeah.
Okay, it looks like we have time for at least one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Gosh, this has been such a great conversation. And I also found it really beneficial to do the review, to do the recording of the review of the insights. And I don't know what to say here, except that what I noticed was if I wasn't recording every day, I would lose insights. There was one day when I was super busy and I just like was going about my day and thinking, oh my gosh, this is so important. I need to record this. And of course I forgot it. So that was just a good reminder with no self-hate, but a good reminder that it doesn't matter how busy I am, the priority really does need to be to do the recordings.
Yes. Well, yes, it's critical, isn't it, on two levels. One, because we will forget. We just will. That's just how it goes. That's how the programming happens. Conditioned mind just closes over that awareness and it goes away like a dream. And the other thing that you're saying that is critical for us in practice is when it drops in to record it, record it.
Mm-hmm.
And the mm-hmm. voices are going to say, well, not right now. Or, I mean, this is, I can't do it here. Or this is, you know, I'll do it. And no, it dropped in to record it. Wow, I really need to record this. Uh-huh. Excuse me, everybody. I need to just walk off and record it. Yeah.
Yes, because the message I got on that particular one was, oh, this is so big. You'll never forget this. And, of course, I
uh-huh.
forgot it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and isn't
yeah.
it good, though, to catch on to that kind of scam? Now you realize that what that voice is. That's not the voice of clarity or presence. That's a setup. Okay, good. Got it. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah. 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 So
well,
this whole
good.
Month was absolutely amazing. I'm so appreciative and grateful.
Me too. The thing that I get to so often with this is how cared for we are. Because, you know, as I say regularly, I think, well, where is there to go next? I mean, haven't we kind of done everything that every kind of retreat, every kind of focus, every kind of, and then the next one just appears. And mm-hmm. thank God they appear to Ashwini, and she arranges it all. But it's just getting deeper and deeper and more expansive. And it seems like the intelligence always has a next step for us as long as we're willing to keep moving.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Laura. Sherry, we have 2 minutes. Shall we try to squeeze in another caller since we started a little late?
Sure. Yes, let's do that.
Hey, next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Jeff from Ohio.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I'm just so glad I put myself in the queue today, and it was, you know, I've got a little bit to say, but the main thing was my feet are just killing me today, and so it's like, okay, I'm going to get in queue even though I'm in physical pain, and so here I am. But pardon me?
Good for you.
But yeah.
Your feet won't hurt any less if you're not in the queue.
Yes, yes. And mm-hmm. but this month I've been looking at sleeping, and there was 1 week there was some rough content, but I basically spent the whole week getting up in the middle of the night and doing recording and listening. And I calmed the voices down, and you know, because my voices are always basically planning the future. You know, they're always in the future, well, most of the time. They're planning mm-hmm. and fantasizing. And so I even told my wife, I said, I'm not going to plan anything the rest of the week. You know, I'm just going to not do that. And what happened was, one day I got up and I didn't have any energy. And I realized that that's why I was getting up each morning as well. You know, it wasn't just waking me up in the middle of the night. It was waking me up in the morning as well with, you know, you've got all these important things you've got to do today. And so that was the other thing I had to work through, was that it was okay.
Go ahead. Well, my question was, are you saying that it was like anxiety that was waking you up in the night and getting you up in the morning?
I wouldn't say it was anxiety. Normally it wasn't that strong. It was more like, you know, because, the morning was always the best time. You know, there's all these energies and potentials and possibilities. you know, so that if I get up early, I can spend 2 hours in possibility before the day really starts. And, you know, and so I had to, you know, so the practice was to let go of that thinking, again, that planning and fantasizing about the possibilities of the future and just being in the moment.
And how was that, Jeff, to just be, to just be?
It's been good. I mean, I looked, you know, I mean, the last week or so, I look back and it's like, you know, I eat and I sleep and I work and the rest is pretty much practice, you know, doing different things. And well, and then, but the other part is that there's life in there too. I mean that, so the stuff I do is life stuff. Like I went, the kids had soccer practice. I took the grandkids to soccer practice. And it was all just very spur of the moment, just go and do it. So, yeah.
Oh,
it's It's been great.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yep, that's the one. And again, it just feels so much better. That's the best information that we can have about, this is it. It feels so much better. And even if even when the feet really hurt, if the spirits are good, that's a good thing.
Yes. No, I mean, that's been part of what I'm looking at is that in a lot of spiritual practice things, people go through hard times.
And, precisely. You know, yes.
And it becomes a blessing, and this appears to be part of mine. So it's like, okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. It's that transformation of energy, right, Sherry? The energy of ego is so frenetic. And that when we are in the energy of life, the energy is a different quality of energy. And we get addicted to one, and we have to practice receiving the other. And it's just a qualitative difference, but it makes all the difference because of where it's coming from.
Yeah, and that's a good image you get. You know, we're addicted. We need to go through detox. And then what we realize is presence is just way happier than what we were getting from that addiction, no matter how much we were convinced that addiction was what we wanted.
Yes, especially because I think it's what Anna talks about all the time, where it's not a high and a low, right? That addiction to ego is you get built up and then you get sucked down. You get built up and then you get sucked down. It's a very unreliable energy source because it's managing our energy. Yeah.
All right. Do we have time?
Yes, we do. We changed our focus. Right now, we have a new focus on money and finances, and so the focus email just went out, and our assignment for today is read and record the write-up to this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see where you suffer with this particular content. Jot that down. Example, the content is money and finances. Perhaps you suffer around not spending money on what would take care of you.
Okay, very fun. Hey, since we've already kept people so long, I want to do a little commercial. We have a couple of places still in the North Carolina retreat, and a lot of people have been thrown by the title of that retreat. Apparently, we gave it a very bad title. And what I want to encourage people who are saying, oh, I don't have a... The real focus of this is what we call the story of me. And so it is that it's a close look at what's behind what we are looking at through this year-long retreat. So that, how did we get to that place of being so addicted to ego? So if anybody was on the fence, get off the fence and let us know. We'll put you in. All right. Thank you,
Sherry. Very fun
and
retreat.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Yes, it is. All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Go happy.
Go happy.